Got looking at another email here that was just sent to us. So it comes from a gentleman named John. Have all environmental impact studies been completed? And can we summarize those particular impact studies?
I think that's absolutely an important question. And where we are in the process, I know we're going to get to this a little later in the program. Not all of the impact studies have been completed. We're right in the middle of some of the most critical studies. The modeling of the concentrate diffusion back into the bay, understanding the impacts of the intake and the outfall. And a lot of the studies that are completed really informed and shaped the siting process. So we started with about 20 sites in the region. We referred to all of the previously developed work on siting. Mm-hmm. There was an early 2000 study by the Development Board. There was some work done in the 2014-2015 timeline. And then a lot of environmental work went into determining the two optimal sites in the region. And so that those are the two sites that the city has selected to permit. On the environmental side for those studies, we looked at ecosystem mapping and sensitive species. We looked at seagrasses and oysters. We considered a lot because, as Dr. McKinney mentioned, putting this in the right place is absolutely essential for a sustainable project.
So is it in the right place?
From our perspective, yes.
Okay.
Well, I might take advantage of this just because one of the reports was one that the Heart Research Institute scientists prepared. And I've seen it in the papers and people, some of what we put in that report has been a little bit mischaracterized by different people who've called me and said, well, why did you make those recommendations and why didn't the city listen to your recommendations? So it's typical with reports, but I thought I'd take the opportunity to make it to kind of say where it is. And by the way, we to try to help clarify this, the Institute last night posted a kind of statement of our science interest and issues related to desal on our website, and the report is there too. When we worked to prepare this particular report on the desal, working with Friesen Nichols, which we appreciate, a great consulting company, and who worked with them in other places in the past, appreciate their expertise. The sites that we looked at were picked ahead of time based on other criteria that we weren't involved in, but we looked at the sites. And our report, we recommended both for intake and discharge, at least sites that would be least environmentally impactful were sites on Mustang Island, Padre Island, and that type of thing. So that was our first recommendations. And at the bottom of those recommendations was La Quinta, and then the Inner Harbor site was in the mix of things. So we ranked them from those types of looking at things. We also recommended specific approaches dealing with indirect drilling and infiltration galleries, things like that, to deal with intakes and export. And those were not necessarily applicable. But just wanted to make that point is that, but we understand, I mean, of course, our perspective in coming at it is looking at what are the environmental issues associated with it. Because while, as Peter says, there's no acute issues related to desals we know of, not like oil spills or anything like that, you see some issues dealing with hypoxia and in some areas over in the Middle East where these plants have been going longer period of time and much greater volumes have created salinity issues and things like that. So you just got to be careful and that's what Friesen Nichols is doing their due diligence now, trying to look at all these answers that we couldn't look at. We are looking at just positioning. But I just want to make clear what we talk about from our perspective. We understand that in trying to locate, come up with a position for a place for these plants and how you do them, there are many factors that go into consideration. We come at it from this environmental standpoint, but there are engineering factors and economic factors we've been talking about, small p political factors, and all these types of things. And we appreciate, understand, because I spent half my career at a resource agency where I was a scientist and we had a board, a commission, just like the city council has to weigh all these things. And I appreciate what these people have to do in this type of thing. I mean, it's mostly a thankless job. I appreciate many of them. I voted for many of them in this type of situation. But as they often say, if they did their job, probably everyone dislikes and they disagree with them. If they did the right job, it was that type of thing. So I appreciate that. And also, there are advocacy groups out there that have certain pushes. There are environmental groups. There are business and industry, neighborhood associations. They all have strong opinions. And we appreciate those. What we try to come at from the Institute, though, understanding that Everyone can have their opinion, but we all want to work from the same set of facts. So we try to lay out various options and concerns and work with them. And I'm happy to see that the city and Freeze and Nichols are looking at all these issues we've raised and trying to come up with that balance of how to figure out how to make that work. But from our position, we think desal is an important issue. We should go big on desal, frankly, because it takes pressure off these natural systems, but we need to do it in a place. And our recommendation has been for taking intake and discharge offshore, where we can. That you avoid all these kinds of issues in the estuary if you can do that in a way. And that gives you unlimited resources of volume and velocity of water and all these things to deal with. But we understand these are other issues you've got to balance. And so we try to work with all these parties to make sure that they have the best science available that we can bring to it. So that's kind of our
shot. And it's the economic for the offshore, because if we have like an intake and a discharge there into the Gulf of Mexico 2 miles out, it's going to add a tremendous cost. I mean, you're easily doubling the price of the project.
Well, I understand that, but if you're going to go, my kind of position is like with Mary Rose, if you're going to go desal, go big, because think about the future. If you have a location where the constriction of the area will not handle a plant twice the size of what you envision, or three times, maybe that's a concern you need to think about because you're limited. I understand you're weighing all those types of things, but yeah, the pipelines maybe offshore are a little bit more expensive in some regard, but not, well, that's a whole different issue outside of my range. Those are the opinion side of things where you have to weigh those, and that's where your engineers will give you the advice to help you make
the
decision.
I think you hit the nail on the head when you said it's a balance. And we have to balance all these different issues to bring a reliable, dependable water supply to our region. We've also, being the city of Corpus Christi, knowing that we owe our community the best natural resources, best possible way of going through these projects. We've been open and trying to communicate and trying to educate our community, such as this program, getting out there and talking about what's going on. One of the things that we've also talked to our consultant, Freeze and Nichols, to do is to try to think of what they can do best, bringing the best team to look at all those variables that you've mentioned, sir. And that's what we're doing. Jason, correct me if I'm wrong. We're going above and beyond right now what the TCQ requires in the discharge application and the amount of studies that we're conducting to meet that high criteria.
Right, and the same on the intake as well. But Dr. McKinney makes a great point, and we really enjoyed working with Dr. Stuns and Dr. Montaigne a few years ago on the intake and outfall study. There's the absolute ideal lawn, and it's a balance with the absolute ideal and what is practical from an engineering and an economic standpoint. So the cornerstone of the project is environmental sustainability. The project cannot stand on its own merits if it's not sustainable from an environmental perspective. So going offshore is absolutely the ideal. An infiltration gallery, absolutely the ideal. Unfortunately, our inshore soils and geotechnical conditions don't allow for an infiltration gallery like you would find maybe in the Caribbean. We would love to be able to do that. So we balance what's technically feasible with the local conditions that we have. And then looking at demand centers, where is the water used? Well, the city of Corpus Christi obviously uses most of that. And our city is pretty spread out. So we did look at sites on Mustang Island, Padre Island. We looked at sites in San Patricio County. We looked at sites really all over the region. And it was a balance between, you know, technical feasibility, economic feasibility, but the standard for everything was environmental sustainability. So if we could achieve that environmental sustainability and be in a place that's more feasible technically and economically, that's the balance that the city's team tried to reach. And then as Steve mentioned, in those locations, working with resource agencies, TCEQ and others, to understand what would be the minimal regulatory requirements, the city's actually taking steps beyond those. For instance, there's a regulation called 316B that's typically used for power plants and ones through cooling. That looks at intakes. How do you design a seawater intake that's really sustainable? It's very low inlet velocities to make sure that you're not impinging and entraining marine organisms to a degree that's not sustainable, but it's also very small openings in the screen. And so that's not a requirement for a seawater desalination intake, but it's something that the city has made non-negotiable on the project because it is the best available technology that we can use here locally, inshore. And then similarly on the discharge, the city is exceeding the regulatory requirements on the discharge using a technology called jet diffusion, something that allows us to mix the concentrate back into the bay with velocity or energy, which helps to prevent that hypoxia condition because the concentrate is relatively dense. Mm-hmm. So with an open outfall, if you just put an open outfall, it would tend to settle and you could risk some hypoxia conditions with the benthic organisms on the bottom. But if we can mix that back well and within a certain radius of the discharge, then you prevent that hypoxia and you really make it a more sustainable project.